Yeah. All right. So let's get the ball rolling. Tonight, during the Hanukkah. All right. So the Goyim continues telling us secrets about ourselves that we didn't even know. Right? He's telling us the nature of our Yetzer Hara. He's telling us the nature of our challenges, what's really facing us, what's really holding us back. Like a lot of deep things that we may not even know about ourselves. It's amazing. So he moves on to another Inyan. And he says, Adam nichshal ba'aveira mipnei shnei dvar. There's two primary reasons a person will end up doing an avera. Can end up doing something wrong. Number one, shehuka batsanverim, he becomes blind. Achinidmaloi avera, the fa'amim, shehi mitzvah. The first problem is not with your hands and your feet, or even your heart. The first problem is in your mind. The first problem is that the person starts viewing things the wrong way. They think that what's not good is good. Or he's just totally oblivious to the fact that there's something wrong with this. He doesn't understand what could possibly be wrong. He's so justified in what he's doing that not only he doesn't see what's wrong about it, that's the right thing to do. I mean, you talk to people, there's certain people like you talk to them and they are so convinced that you can't convince them out of it. I'm literally in the middle of something like that with someone right now. You know, let's say the two people are fighting and you're trying to, look, I think you should be mevater. You know, you should give in. Well, give in? No, I shouldn't give in. No, actually, it's a mitzvah to keep fighting. This guy, I got to teach him a lesson. You know, he's taking advantage of people. I got to put an end to this. He's going to go do it to the next guy. How do I know that he's, I got to put an end to this guy. I'm going to fight until the end. Right? So not only he doesn't see, right? He doesn't see what's wrong with it. He turned it into a mitzvah now. Right? You know, or someone asks a shiloh, should I, you know, how much should I work? Maybe I have enough money. I have parnasa. Should I be more, you know? So he said, no, look, you have more time to spend with family. You have more time to spend learning. You have more time to spend doing things you want to be doing. You don't have to make yourself crazy to your, you know. So not only that, then they said, no, I got to become rich. I got to give tzedakah. I got to, you know. So all of a sudden, all that stuff became now a mitzvah, right? So the first mistake, the first technique of the Yetzer Hara is in the mind, is to convince the person that what they're really doing is a mitzvah. Now the next part, the Mesilas Yesharim, right? The Mesilas Yesharim actually references such a concept. He says that the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Aksil b'choshech ha'ilach. A fool is walking in the dark. He's walking in the dark. And the Torah, or Limud HaMusar, is light. So he says, what's the problem with a guy that's walking on a tightrope in the, or whatever, person walking in down the street in the dark? What's the problem? So the first problem is you could trip, you could fall, there's things in your way, you don't know, you don't see them, you don't see them coming. That's one thing. So if you don't learn Musar, then you're not prepared for the challenges that await you. You're not going to see them coming. You're going to trip when they do come, because you don't have light to see the problems in the road. That's the first problem. So, but there's a much more bigger problem. There's something coming up, and that guy looks like your friend. You run over and say Shalom Aleichem. It ain't your friend, buddy. If you saw who it was, you would run the other way. Right. In other words, not only there's things you can't see, the things that you do see are distorted. You can't make them out fully. So you see it enough to see that it's there, but you think that it's one thing, it's really the other. So that's what they're going to say. He says, you know, not only do you not see the challenge, you turn the challenge into a mitzvah. So this is the first nisayon. The second nisayon, he says, is pa'amim sha'adam yodea shehi avera chamura. It's really, I know it's an avera. And it's really bad for me. Rak, I'm in a bad chavra, I'm in a bad group of people. I'm in people that have got bad influence on me. And I can't really control it. I can't. That's it. So obviously, these are the two main challenges. One main challenge is, do you know what, you know, do you really have an awareness of what's going on? Do you understand? This is very common in certain areas of like, who to befriend and who not to befriend, who to be nice to, not to be nice to. You know, sometimes like maybe this person, I have to, you know, they deserve a certain amount of it, but something that you have to be distancing yourself from. This is a very hard balance sometimes. So the first thing is, do you know what's right and wrong? Bottom line, do you know what's right and wrong? That's the first mistake people make. The second mistake is, even if the things I know I'm wrong, am I strong enough to battle? Am I strong enough to hold back? Am I strong enough to control myself? Two distinct challenges that we face in the Yetzer Hara. So how many of you are familiar with the Pasuk? It says, Lev Tahar Barali Elokim. Lev Tahar Barali Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi. So it's a song, right? Lev Tahar. Anyway, so Lev Tahar, a pure heart. Bar Hashem gave me a pure heart. He also gave me a Ruach Nachon, a straight Ruach, a Ruach. So he said, what's the Lev Tahar? And what's the Ruach Nachon? So he says, it's these two things. The Ruach Nachon is the straight Ruach. It's the straight spirit. I'm a straight guy. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. Please give me a straight Ruach. The Lev Tahar is the desire to do the right thing. So, no, maybe it's the opposite actually. One second. Yeah, I think that's what I said. So the Lev Tahar is let me get this straight, make sure I got it straight. Yeah, I mean it's a little different, right? And correct. Okay. Yeah, so the Lev Tahar is that the heart should be pure. The heart should be able to stay pure and do the right thing. The Ruach Nachon is the spirit to know what's right and wrong. So these are the two challenges, and David HaMelech asked for both. Give me a Lev Tahar and a Ruach Nachon. He says also, this is why the Torah says sometimes, Rak Chazak Ve'ematz. He says to Yeshua, Chazak, be strong, Ve'ematz. Chazak is strong, we will conquer the Yetzer Hara. Ve'ematz is Nam on a straight, right? And interestingly, he says that this is what we daven for. When we say, V'taher libeinu le'avdecha be'emes. Right? V'taher libeinu. First of all, to cleanse our hearts. Let us be pure. Let us not be nechshal in the averis. La'avdecha be'emes is to make sure we know the emes, make sure we know the truth. Those are the two things. No, we should know the truth. La'avdecha be'emes, we have to be tirely beinu. We have to be able to have our hearts be strong and our hearts be pure to be able to overcome the challenge and overcome to do the right things. And he says, you know, there's another pasuk we say, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishbara Lev Nishbar V'nitzke L'Simse. So again, there's a Ruach Nishbara. A person can break down their Ruach and start realizing, what am I thinking? Why are my priorities all messed up? Why do I keep on giving priority to things that are not important and deprioritizing the things which are important? My system of how I evaluate things is just off. My values don't fit. So that's the Ruach Nishbara, break your Ruach down. Then the Lev Nishbar is, now I can follow and do the right thing. So these are challenges that people face, that we face. And there's the Gros saying that we're davening to Hashem this way, but it's very important to realize that these are the challenges, because once we know this and we struggle with something, we can now analyze, why am I having a problem with this? Is it the lave part or is it the ruach part? Is it because I don't really understand what's wrong with it? Or I know what's wrong with it, but I just can't overcome it. And then once we can get down to the bottom of what the challenge is, right? Then once we get down to the bottom of the challenge, then we can work on overcoming it. But if we don't know what the challenge is, what's really the problem, how are we going to overcome it? So guys, a problem about, you know, should he do this type of business on Shabbos? You know, I could keep my store open. I'll have goyim. I do it, right? Should I go work on Chol Hamoed? Should I go do this? So, you know, the first thing is, it's not Yom Tov. It's Chol Hamoed. I need the money. It's Parnasa. I have to do it. It would be irresponsible for me not to go do it, right? So there's nothing wrong with it. So then you go, okay, that's one thing. So that's a challenge. Or I know it's wrong. Bottom line is, I can't give up on the deal. I need the deal. And then justifications start coming into play. But where's the problem coming from? And then the Vilna Gaon says that really in reality, to a certain degree, the Nachash himself in the very first sin that mankind ever had posed both of these challenges, or similar challenges at least, to Chava. There's one challenge that he says, look, this Torah is impossible. It's not really meant to be taken the way you're taking it. It's not really possible to keep it this way. It's just not, it's impossible. It doesn't make sense. So that the Nachash comes first, and he says to Chaya, to the Isha, Vayomer el Isha, Af ki amar Elokim lo tochum kol eitz hagan. No, what did God tell you? He said not to eat anything. You're gonna die if you follow these rules. You're gonna try to follow these rules in 2021 in middle of Miami. I mean, come on, you're outdated. It's not shayach. Like, you know, it's not for our generation. Let's move on. You know. So that's the first thing the Nachash said. Do these rules really make sense? Do these rules, is it possible for you to even keep it? Well, Hashem said, don't eat. He put you in a garden. He said, don't eat. So crazy. What type of rules are these? That's the first thing the Nachash said. So to that, Chava responded. And she says, no. Af, he says, no. Hashem said we could eat, just not from this tree. But Tomer Aisha, no, pre-eats a ganocha. We're allowed to eat. Don't worry. It's keeper. We could do it. Yeah, she said not to eat from that, but he said to eat from that. He said, don't go to that restaurant, but he let us go to the other ones. Don't worry, you know. He said, you can't go to this type of place, you can go there. There's plenty of places you could go that are okay, right? So it's not impossible. It's a challenge, but we can do it. Then he says, okay, fine. However, he says, yeah, but even the one that he said not, come on, like, he's more a heter. He says, look, it's probably going to be better for you anyway if you eat it. You're going to become a smart person. You can become tovara. You'll be able to worship Hashem even better this way. It's okay. It's okay. You're right. Fine. But it's okay. So he starts telling you that now that you know what's right and wrong, you know, now that you know that it's right and wrong, but come on, give in. And that's where he got chava. On the second one, right? So he says, you read the Vilna Gaon reads this into the psukim, that these are the two levels that the Nachash came. So the very first sin in the history of the world was set up in this way, with these two sets of challenges. That first, hey, it's impossible, this Torah doesn't make sense. No, really, it's a mitzvah problem, Hashem wants you to, you know, all these things up here. Doesn't make sense. And then even if it does make sense, but let me convince you that it's good. Let me convince you to take it anyway. And these are the two challenges that we face in keeping what we have to keep and doing what we have to do. So the Nachash hasn't changed much of his technique in the last 5,700 years. He's still at it. He hasn't changed much. And I think, like I said, I think that sometimes, we are equally faced with both. often it's the second one. Like, look, I know I should do it. I just can't. The Lashon Hara, like, yeah, I heard enough talks about Lashon Hara. I know I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm sitting in a group of guys. It's juicy. I have something to add. They're talking about this guy. This guy, you know, is being surgically taken apart limb by limb. And I have some good, you know, I have some good piece of information to throw into the mix, you know? So I need to just jump into the conversation right now, right? That's the second thing, fine. So we know clearly where the challenge is. But then there's things which are a little more dark, you know? You had a guy you had a fallout with him in business, and now someone calls you up for information about him, right? So, hey, not only is it not enough air, this guy, it's a mitzvah to say Lashon Hara about this guy. This guy, if I let him out on the loose, he's gonna go rip off half the planet. I gotta save the world, you know. So of course it's a mitzvah to say Lashon Hara about this guy, right? So now that's the other challenge, you know? So in every area, you can be faced easily with both sets of challenges. And we have to just realize what is pushing us and then see what we could do to improve it. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Good night.
Heavy stuff. Okay, good night. Good night. Good night, good night, everyone. Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach, everyone.
Chag Sameach.
Good. Thank you. Hola.